Hello.
I was looking for Jamie.
Oh, this is she.
Jamie, how are you? My name is Colby Sazerac. I'm with the American Consulate here in Cancun. Do you have a second?
Yeah.
Well, I'm calling regarding Josh.
Is he all right?
I spoke with him, and he said you two are getting married in Cancun soon.
We're supposed to be getting married next week, yeah.
You might want to call and postpone that. Oh, man, this is...
Why? What happened?
This is going to be a tough conversation. Josh has been arrested.
Oh, my God, what?
He's currently...
Why? For what?
Well, I'll get to that in a second. He's currently in a Mexican jail cell as we speak. He gave...
What?
Yes, and I'm calling to alert his family and friends, and he gave me your phone number and asked me to call you first.
Okay. Why?
What? I spoke with him just an hour ago. He's pretty upset, and he has good reason to be because he's looking at a very serious crime.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. He must have gotten mixed up with some bad people. Apparently, he was trying to sell drugs and got busted with a couple of kilos of cocaine. He was apprehended trying to board a small plane with it. And he also had some firearms on him as well. Do you know anything about this?
You sure you have the right Josh? Like, are you sure it's the right guy?
Listen, I know that it's hard to hear. And I'm 100% positive. This happens way more than you might think.
Are you serious right now? Like, I mean...
People come down, Americans come down here and they get convinced that it's a good way to make some quick money. And before you know it, they're in jail and I'm sitting down with them trying to go over all their options.
Oh, my God.
I want you to know that we're going to do everything in our power to try to get him out of jail as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But it could affect your wedding date. That's just a joke there. I'm sorry.
That's not funny. I'm supposed to get married next week, and you're calling and telling me that my fiancé's in Mexican prison? That's not funny.
Jail. He's in Mexican jail right now. There's a difference. He hasn't been sent to prison just yet.
Oh, my God. Whatever. Okay.
You know, if you think about this, it's kind of your fault.
What?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that you wanted to have the wedding in Mexico.
Oh, my God. How was this I never told my fiancé to traffic drugs. We had this all worked out.
Well,
we had a budget. We planned for this. We did this because it was a cheaper option. Believe me, we talked about all the options.
Listen, I know that you probably didn't sit down and go, hey, Josh, I need you to traffic some cocaine for me. You don't sound like
no,
a coke dealer.
No, of course I
didn't. But you probably said, hey, Josh, I want to have my wedding in Cancun, and it's going to be quite expensive, and he just felt pressure to live up to everything, so he was willing to sell drugs in another country to make the wedding of your dreams come true. I mean, that's how I see it.
I can't believe that you would say that to me. That's absolutely not true, and he would never do that. I don't believe you. I don't think this is... he would never, ever do that to me.
I know that you feel guilty right now. I know you're feeling guilty.
I don't feel guilty. I just don't understand what you're saying.
Well, it sounds to me like you feel guilty, and honestly, you should probably feel a little bit of responsibility for this.
Oh, what are you talking about? What? I was the one that was trafficking drugs.
Why couldn't you have your wedding in your hometown at a local church? And we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now
at all.
I can't
even believe what you're saying right now. Stop judging me on how much my wedding costs. Can you just please tell me what I need to do to fix this now?
I guess you could start by canceling your tickets and tell your family and friends that you're not getting married because you don't want to marry a drug dealer.
He's not a drug dealer. He wouldn't do this. I know that he wouldn't do this.
You know, if you think about it, a guy that would try to traffic drugs, the same type of guy that would be involved in a prank phone call type situation.
I am so confused. I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
Oh, that's because this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
That's a joke. Your fiancé, Josh, set you up.
So he's not arrested?
No. He emailed us saying
he's
that
he... He's not in Mexican prison.
He's not in Mexican prison. He emailed us saying that he was in Mexico before you and wanted to freak you out before the wedding.
Why would he do that?
Apparently he thought it would be funny.
I don't think it's funny.
Would you rather him be in a Mexican prison?
No.
Well, then look at the bright side then, I guess. He's not in a Mexican prison. It's just a joke. Are you all right?
Beside from my fiancé being a moron, I am all right.
All right, well, good. I guess I'll let you go and you can have a conversation with him and enjoy your wedding.
Wait, you can't just you can't just hang up. That was horrible. What you just said to me was horrible.
It was his idea, not mine.
Yeah, I'm so sure. Like, I'm supposed to believe that. Like, just like you told me that he was holed up in a Mexican jail. Are you laughing?
Well, I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't really know if I'm going to get married to that jerk anymore.
You're not going to call off your wedding because of a prank phone call, are you?
Well, it's a little unreasonable to call your fiance the day that she's supposed to leave to come to another country and tell her that you are in jail in Mexico for cocaine smuggling. I think that's a little unreasonable as well.
Good point. Maybe you shouldn't marry the jerk.